Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Praise the Lord and welcome to Miracle Outreach Ministries on Sunday. We want to thank the Lord for his goodness, for his grace, and for his love. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. And happy Mother's Day. Amen. Happy Mother's Day. whether you're a mother, a stepmom, a surrogate mom, an auntie, a cousin, a godmother, a grandmother, a great-grandmother, regardless, happy Mother's Day in Jesus' name, even an expectant mother, maybe even a mother-to-be. Happy Mother's Day in Jesus' name, and God bless you. We love you all. And a special welcome to all of our first-time listeners. We are a Christian internet church and a local church assembly. And we meet on the internet every Wednesday evening and Friday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States, and on Sundays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. A special blessing to all of you whose mothers are still with them in the earth. And don't forget to wish your mother Happy Mother's Day. That's very, very important. Amen? Amen. The Bible tells us to honor our parents. Amen? And if your mother has gone on to be with the Lord, we want to bless you too in the name of Jesus. It's a wonderful thing to have had a mother or to have had a mother substitute. Some of us, it wasn't our natural mother, our birth mother, but God provided the motherhood ministry in our lives. Some of us had plenty of mothers. Amen? So we want to thank the Lord for his goodness. We want to thank him for his special blessing and anointing on mothers and those who act as mothers. And we want to thank the Lord for his wonderful love toward us. Amen? Where would we be without the love of God? Amen? Amen. For those of you who are not familiar with our service, we celebrate Holy Communion with the Lord every Sunday. So if you would like to participate with us, we encourage you to get your elements together because we are about to enter into Holy Communion shortly. Amen? Amen. This has been a wonderful time, a wonderful season with the Lord. Many persons are being baptized, and we just praise the Lord for that. It's such a wonderful experience, and it's never old hat. It's never one more thing. No, it's a new, fresh experience every time. So we just want to thank and bless the Lord for his goodness. Amen. So let's go before the Lord our God in prayer. Because the Lord's been waiting all morning for us to get together, and here we are. Amen. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we want to thank you for your love. We want to thank you for your love being expressed through mothers and aunts and cousins and grandmothers and great-grandmothers and godmothers and all of those that you have given to nurture us through teachers, through friends of the family. We want to thank you. We want to give you praise, Lord. Help us to grow in your love, because the Bible says that the love of God is poured out into our hearts by God the Holy Spirit. We thank you for your love. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for forgiveness of sins. We thank you for strength. We thank you, Lord, for every blessing that you pour out so generously to your people. We thank you for your goodness and grace. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan the strong man, all of his angels, evil spirits, demonic agents, all of his underlings, all the workings of his kingdom. And we cancel all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous in the name of Jesus. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and God the Holy Spirit. We close and seal all portals, channels, open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains and darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, and we return the attacks under the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking demons, reporting, watchers, peeps, whisperers, familiar demons, all electronic and technology demons, all Leviathan spirits, all Kundalini, water and marine spirits, all sex devils, all unclean spirits, passive devils, sorcery devils, seducing devils, womanizing devils, drone devils, whoredom spirits, all the voices of the stranger, all hypnotic and trance devils, and we bind their attacks in the name of Jesus Christ, returning the attacks from whence they came in Jesus' name. We bind all mystic rituals in their intent, and we overturn and empty all cauldrons, chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts, done by Druids, Hindu, African, Indian, European, evil and magic and mystic arts, Caribbean, Latin American, black magic and white magic, all Chaldean, Egyptian, Santeria, Buddhist black magic, and every other form in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all Morgellons attacks and return every attack to the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils and all evil spirits which take animal forms in Jesus' name. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor for it, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Father, we just want to thank you for grace right now. We want to thank you for grace because your grace is sufficient, is enough for us. Amen. It covers every need, every single need, every need. We bind every demon responsible for the dominion of sin in the American culture, prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the powers of the dog. We bind the Lord of the flies and all of his agents and place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind all satanic ritual abuse devils. We bind all formations of bullflies and demonic insects. We bind all spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits and the gods of the people of the land and the gods of the groves. We bind Mammon and all his agents. We bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order, New Age movement, false religions, numerology, horoscopes, the spirit of the in the children of disobedience, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Jezebelic and Ahab practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, bio-PK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, defilement by wizards, and angels of light. We bind you in the name of Jesus. We bind the king of pride and all of his underlings in Jesus' name. We bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, fecal, and soulish sacrifices in Jesus' name. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and the temptation to sin. We bind Baal, Beelzebub, Belial, Moloch, Baselic, Python, Baphomet, and his 72, Neptune, Zeus, Apollyon, in Jesus' name. We undo the works of all demonic weapons in the name of Jesus Christ, and we return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We bind every spirit that's familiar, that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions, and we were turning loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions rooted in sin. We would denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassment, witchcrafts, and mind control right back on their own heads in Jesus' name, according to 2 Thessalonians 1:6. We bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. Lord, we've come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into the truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we've come to celebrate the scriptures with you, and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief, in whom we serve and obey. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we're asking you to increase and add to the local congregation with faithful souls, souls that are faithful to you, in Jesus' name. We are praying for all of the saints to have a restful sleep without the interference of demonic attack. We're asking you, Father, to restore each of us in the areas of need. And we are asking, Father, for a greater ability to see beneath the surface of things and to see them as you see them. We thank you for answering our prayers, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for all who are in authority, and all true Christians. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. We cut ourselves free, Father, from every ungodly soul tie, every form of demonic agreement in Jesus' name, and from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. We bind the works of every witch, warlock, wizard, Satanist, shaman, nanobot technology, sorcerer, and the like. We break the power of every curse, hex, vex, all love spells, any spells, charms, fetishes, all psychic warfare, witchcraft, magic, voodoo, root works, crystals, chantings, and incantations in Jesus' name. We bind tribal rituals and sins in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for your giant warring angels that you release to protect us. We praise you, and we thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ, and we bless the name of the Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come before you repenting of our sins, Lord, of our transgressions, of every time that we have omitted, been reluctant to, neglected to, walked in outright rebellion, and failed to obey you, Lord. We ask for your forgiveness, even for the sins that we committed in ignorance. We ask you, Lord, to purge us, to cleanse us, to correct us, and to bring us into alignment with you and with the Holy Scriptures. We lay our hearts and our lives open before you, Lord. We particularly, Lord, ask for forgiveness in places where we did not make you first in our lives. We thank you for your forgiveness and for your love, Lord, and we ask that you strengthen us and help us to believe the word of God and to act on it in accordance to your scriptures. In Jesus' name, and everyone said amen and amen. Now, saints, if you'll take your elements, if you'll get your elements together, we will enter into the blessed celebration of Holy Communion. Amen? Amen. I'm getting mine together right now. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, Father, we thank you. Lord Jesus, we thank you. Holy Spirit, we thank you. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Partake of the bread. To the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Thank you, Lord. Partake of the cup. Then as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do proclaim the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many are dead. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Amen. Praise the Lord. Father, we give you thanks. We thank you for the blood and body of the Lord Jesus Christ being shed on Calvary for us. We thank you for its redemption. We thank you for your grace, and we thank you for the overflowing outpouring of your love to us, Father. We receive your love in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. There is a certain person that I want to honor right now. And this is a wonderful person. If you knew this person, you just walk up to them and grab them and hug them. And this particular person does a certain thing to bless me as often as they are able. And this person had a birthday yesterday. So I'm going to sing happy birthday to this wonderful person and to all of you who have had a birthday since I sang happy birthday the last time. Amen. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. And many more. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. And God's going to bless you with many more birthdays. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, today, saints, it's Mother's Day. And God has a word for us. And we're going to not only listen to this word and proceed and receive this word. We are going to enjoy this word and live in it. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, God is great. He is great. He is great. He's so great that he does wonderful things for his children. And in Psalm 4, verse 8, he says to us, I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. The Lord promises, even in Psalm 23, to give us rest and sleep and safety. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that a wonderful blessing? Rest, restoration, peace, sleep, and safety. In Psalm 3, verse 3, but thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, a shield, my glory. Nobody comes and praises you. He's your glory and the lifter up of my head. Your head's hanging down today? Well, don't be discouraged. Even if your mother has gone on, don't be discouraged. The Lord has come to lift your head up. Amen. Join him in that. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16. This is a scripture we are all very, very familiar with, and we practice it every day, every single day. Amen. Every single day. Above all, speaking of the armor of God, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Above all, God says, above all, make certain that you take the shield of faith, not the shield of fear, the shield of faith. Amen. With this shield, we are well able to quench, extinguish, overcome, subdue, suppress, smother, put an end to, cause to die out, annihilate, douse, beat out, put a stop to, finish off, stop the burning, to reduce to ineffectiveness, put out the flame of, wipe out the existence of, suffocate, blow out, zap, obliterate all the fiery darts of the wicked. That's what he said. That's what he meant. That's what your shield of faith does. When you use it. It only works when you use it. Amen? It only works when you place your faith and confidence in the Word of God. It only works when you activate your faith. If you're over there sulking and pouting and crying, it's not working. You have to be in faith. If you're walking in the flesh, it's not working. It only works when you're activating your faith. Amen? When you're walking in the Spirit with the Lord, it's working. When you hop over in the flesh and say you don't want to be obedient, well, I think you just dropped your shield. Let's pick that shield up. Amen? It's important. It's very important. In other words, because you belong to Jesus Christ, because you are a soldier in the army of God, because you are a global prayer warrior, because you are righteous, you are going to be attacked by the enemy. It's not a maybe, it's a certainty. You are going to be attacked. Even if all of your formerly open doors are closed. Why? Because the enemy goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. So he's going to attack. Yes, he is. You are going to be attacked with fiery darts, pins, needles, spears, whatever he can find. Who will be attacking you? The wicked will be attacking you. It's as plain as day. All the fiery darts of the wicked will attack you. It's going to happen. There is no avoiding it. There's no way to get out of it. I guarantee you. But do not be afraid, because in Genesis chapter 15, verse 1, Genesis chapter 15, verse 1, the Lord says to us the same thing he said to Abram. What did the Lord say to Abram? Fear not, I am thy shield. Fear not, I am thy shield, the Lord says. Fear not. Don't be afraid. I'm your shield. Don't run off into a corner trying to stick your head under the covers. I'm your shield. That's right. That's what the Lord says. Our God is our shield, our shield of protection and defense. In Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 29. Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 29. The Bible says, happy art thou, O Israel, O church of God, who is like unto thee, O people saved by the Lord. The Lord, the shield of thy help, and who is the sword of thy excellency. Yes, people saved by the Lord, who's your shield of help and who is your sword of excellency. He himself, the Lord himself, is our excellent sword. He himself is our shield and our helper in battle. And thine enemies shall be found liars unto thee, and thou shalt tread upon their high places. That's what the Lord has to say. You see, he's our shield that goes out in front of us in battle. He goes before us into battle. And yes, sometimes you have to battle on Mother's Day. Amen. In 2 Samuel, chapter 22, verse 3, 2 Samuel, chapter 22, verse 3, the God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield, and the horn are the power of my salvation, my high tower, and my refuge, my Savior. Thou savest me from violence. That's right. The Lord saves his beloved from violence, even in sexual and relational matters. You see, threats of sexual violence appear outside of marriage, inside of marriage, and in the marriage bed as well, places they have no business being at all. But Jesus Christ is our shield and safety. He saves us from violence in every situation. He saves us from violence in every situation. But you see, we must have our trust in him. That's right. We must recognize and make him our trust. We must put our trust in him. And if you happen to be in a situation where personal violence is coming against your person, you need to do immediately what the Lord tells you to do. You must ask and receive his answer and execute what he says to do. You see, that is not to be tolerated in the kingdom of God. There is no place for it, be ye male or female. There is no toleration for that kind of violence. No, it is not to be taken. You don't lay down and take that from anyone. You have a God who stands before you, defends you. You do what he says to do, and his protection will be yours. You see, sudden violence is on the loose in our society. It's roaming up and down every street and every neighborhood. Well, not my neighborhood. I live in a nice neighborhood. You don't know all those people who live around you. You don't know them. And you don't know the demons in all of them either. So you need to remember that the Lord saves you from violence. Amen? Well, not where I live. There aren't many people living out here. Well, don't people drop in out of the sky? Amen? Don't they come from places you don't think they are? That's right. Our society has changed worldwide, and we need to actually listen to the Lord, because sometimes that last unction he gave you is the one that will move you out of trouble. That's right. You can't afford to ignore the unction, the move from the Holy Spirit. Amen. But Jesus Christ is before us, protecting us and saving us. In Psalm 5, verse 12, Psalm 5, verse 12, for thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor wilt thou compass or surround him as with a shield. God surrounds us with his favor. He surrounds us with his favor. And it acts as a shield to us. The Lord's salvation, this from everything that is not of him. The Lord's salvation is a protection from all that is not of him. You see, sometimes we have to choose to be protected. That's right. We must choose to be protected. So you see, saints, his salvation, his saving power has covered us. We are protected and we are in his safety when we choose to walk in his safety. Sometimes we take chances that take us outside of the safety realm, but that is not a wise choice, saints. In Psalm 28, verse 7, Psalm, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. You see, that's how it began. We acknowledge, accept, receive, and declare that the Lord is first our strength and our shield. Our heart trusts in him. And therefore, we are helped. That's how it happens in that order. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song will I praise him. Your song is one of your weapons. Use your weapons in warfare. Your song of deliverance is a weapon of warfare, saints. Remember to use it. Yes, he is our strength, and he is the barrier shield between us all that would harm us. In Psalm 18, beginning with verse 34, in Psalm 18, beginning with verse 34, he teacheth my hands to war. Yes, he does. We have to be taught. And so we must go to the Lord and ask him to teach us. The Holy Spirit teaches us. He teaches us to war in our specific situations of warfare. There is general instruction and there is specific instruction. And so we need to learn to go to the Lord for our specific instructions in our particular situations of warfare. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand hath holden me up, and thy gentleness hath made me great, the Bible says. Our God is a shield for everyone who stands behind him, even if they are just hiding behind him. Yes, there are those of us who hide behind him, but don't be afraid. Just stand behind him. Amen? The Lord fills us with his strengthening power and protects us wherever we go. He makes our steps to be solid and supportive. We have a wide steps for our feet so that we have no fear of slipping and falling. So you see, the Lord is taking care of everything. He gives us strength. He gives us himself as our protection. He even makes places for our feet so that we're supported and that we don't slip and fall, you see. The Lord knows that we have to progress in battle, and he lays out our steps for us if we will follow his instructions. Our Lord enables us to bear up and to forbear in our battle. He gives us his courage in adversity and trial. His courage. He gives it to us. But we have to ask and receive, saints. We have to ask and receive. In Psalm 59, verse 11, Psalm 59, verse 11, the Bible says that God scatters our enemies by his power, and he brings them down. He brings them down. He scatters our enemies by his power. The Bible says, let the Lord arise, let God arise, and let his enemies be scattered, and he brings them down, because our Lord is our shield. Amen? Our Lord is our shield. The Lord our God, our shield. In Psalm 84, verse 11, Psalm 84, verse 11, the Lord God is a sun and shield. He gives us warmth. He gives us light. He gives us protection. And he is our shield. He himself is our shield. The Lord will give us grace, and he will give us glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly before him. Amen? No good thing will he withhold. You see, the Lord wants to protect his people. His people need to choose to receive his protection. In Psalm 91, verse 4, he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth, his word, shall be thy shield and thy buckler. A buckler holds us in our core part. You know they have core strengthening exercises at the gym. Well, he holds us in parts that are not covered by much else. Things that would just open up if we were stabbed there. But he is the buckler that goes around our core and holds us together when our emotions would just burst forth, where a breach would just come. He holds us in and strengthens us there, causes us to put our shoulders back, heads up, chins up, and to walk upright. He is our shield. In Psalm 115, beginning with verse 9, Psalm 115, beginning with verse 9, O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. Why? He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, all you in the ministry, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Ye that fear the Lord, reverence the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is your help and your shield. And he hasn't run away from the battle. He's right in the battle with you. Amen? Psalm 119, verse 114. Psalm 119, verse 114. Lord, thou art my hiding place when I need a place to hide, and my shield, my personal shield. I hope in thy word. And some of us need to learn that when we have words to say and when words are being spewed at us, even in family situations, that shield needs to be up. That's right. People that we love have a tendency of knowing where to aim, and they don't miss the mark. So let us remember that. Shield's always up in Jesus' name. Psalm 144, verse 2. Psalm 144, verse 2. My goodness. Let's start at verse 1. Amen? Let's start at verse 1. Hold on. Pastor's got to get her page back. Psalm 144 and verse 1. Blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. Yes, he teaches you if you show up to class for lessons. Amen? My goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield, and he in whom I trust. Amen. He subdues people under us. He makes our enemies to be our footstool. Yes, he does. Proverbs chapter 30. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5. He is a shield to them that put their trust in him. You got to trust him to get this. Yes, that's the key. You got to trust him to receive this. Amen? Yes, you have to trust him to receive this. Ooh. So, Lord, we want to thank you today. We want to give you praise. We want to thank you today for being our shield and for being our trust. Amen? Amen. Amen. We want to thank you today. Amen. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise. We give you praise, Lord. We know that you're our God. Amen and amen. And now for the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Happy Mother's Day. God bless you.